the book of Psalms, in chapter number 65. Psalm chapter 65. I don't believe we'll be here too long tonight at all. I just have a couple little things that the Lord kind of impressed upon my heart that I want to share with you. I was kind of like Brother Brian when he was doing the announcements. I was just thinking about where we are in the year, this being our last service. And the Lord brought this verse to my mind, and I want to share with you out of this psalm around this verse of Scripture tonight. In verse number 11 of the book of Psalms, it said, the psalmist David, this is a song, of course, in the Psalms, and he said, "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness." How many could say amen right there?
Amen.
That God has crowned the year with his goodness. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this passage of Scripture, and Lord, how that you have spoken to my heart this afternoon. I pray, dear Father, that the spirit of that meeting, Lord, that we had would be conveyed in this meeting. God, I pray tonight that you would take these few thoughts, and may they be a blessing to your precious people that have gathered here tonight. Lord, I realize tonight, our Father, that in this life, sometimes there's going to be sorrow. Sometimes there's going to be trouble, tears, and sickness, and trials. God, I realize, our Father, what a day that will be when our Jesus we shall see. God, tonight, until then, Lord, we know that you give grace, you give glory. God, that it's your goodness, Lord, that sees us through from year to year. Your faithfulness, Lord, is new every morning. Your mercies, our Father, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. I pray, dear God, that you would help us tonight just to worship you for a little while as we think about and magnify these truths in Psalm 65. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Bible said here in verse number 11, "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness." You think of a crown and the Lord crowning the year, it's like he's topping it off. Like he just giving us something to remember the year by. And that would be the goodness of God. You know, some of us remember when the goodness of God overwhelmed us. I remember, Brother Andy, when I was living so wicked and so bad, and I found out how good God was. Even in the midst of my life and the way I had lived, he had been good to me. And the Bible said that that goodness led me to repentance. It led me to a place where I didn't want to take for granted his goodness anymore. I just wanted to, my friend, appreciate the goodness of God. The Bible said here in verse number 1 of this psalm, "Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed." I just want to give you four or five things here in the psalm that the Lord spoke to my heart about, talking about God crowning the year with goodness. And the first thing I saw right here, and I couldn't help it, I'm y'all's pastor. When God was speaking to my heart, I was just thinking back through the year. And I saw the goodness of praise offered unto God. And I thought about different ones in private and different ones in public that have just bubbled with praise to the God of heaven, amen, for his goodness. The goodness of praise offered. The Bible said that it's comely. Praise is comely. And the Bible said, "Let everything that hath breath praise. praise the Lord. I want you to know, I just have a feeling tonight, if it blesses a preacher's heart when somebody praises the Lord, how it must bless the Father's heart tonight when somebody, my friend, just swells up inside and just can't help it. But praise the Lord for what He's done and for what He's doing. And thank God for what He's going to do one day after a while. Amen. Praise that's offered to God. I believe that ought to be not all of the church service. It certainly ought to be part of it. Amen. I tell you, we ought to praise Him. Praise Him. The songwriter said, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Amen. Ought to praise Him tonight. The goodness of praise offered. I thought about that. Can I just say something to moms and dads? Our children need to hear us praise the Lord. Amen. Our grandchildren need to hear us praise the Lord. I tell you something right now. If something don't happen in this generation, old time religion will be gone in the next generation. Amen. We ought to shout glory because God has delivered us from the region of the damned. Because God has been so good to us. We're talking about a year that's crowned with Thy goodness. I tell you what I believe tonight. I believe we ought to be able to meet here in the front of the church and have an argument. And Brother Jeff, just me and you stand here and argue over which one God's been better to. I stand here and say, He's been better to me. Well, just say, oh no, He's been better to me, preacher, than He has anybody. Everybody ought to feel that way. That God's been better to you than anybody else in the whole wide world. Crown the year with goodness. I tell you tonight, I'm telling you, I believe sometimes, preacher included, we take His goodness for granted. Amen. Sometimes I get the mully grubs and I get down in my spirit about our country. But God's still been good to our country. There's still not a place on the face of the globe I'd rather live than right here in East Tennessee. Amen. I used to tell them prisoners in Pennsylvania, come on down to God's country when you get out. Amen. I tell you what, you say, preacher, don't you believe God lives in Pennsylvania? I wonder. Amen. I know He lives in Tennessee. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. The goodness of praise offered, number one. Number two, I see something here in this verse. Look at verse two. The goodness that crowns the year. I see praise offered. But look at verse number two. O thou that hearest prayer. Brother Wade, I see the goodness of prayer answered. Anybody get a prayer answered this year? God crowned the year, the Bible said, with His goodness. And the psalmist right here said, he said, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. I thank the Lord tonight. Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. I wouldn't be standing here tonight if there wasn't a God in heaven that answers prayer. Amen. I think this afternoon, I just had me a good time. Is that all right? But I just reminisce back to that night on the parking lot with my Lord when I was begging my God, oh God, You're going to have to show me. Oh God, I need an answer. And I tell you, I want to tell you, God's been good in answering prayer for this old boy. God's been good. I still got a lot of prayers out there, don't you, that need to be answered. But I just want to stop tonight and shout glory for what He's already answered in my heart and in my life. Oh, beloved friend, I thank the Lord for His goodness, the goodness of prayers answered. Let me ask you something tonight. Can you put your finger on a prayer that God's answered this year? Brother Don. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I just said hallelujah. I tell you, I can't wait, Brother Ralph,
to see Brother Hatfield come through them doors back. I said, hallelujah. There's a God in heaven that answers prayer. Amen. Glory. Glory. The crown, the year with goodness. The goodness of praise offered. The goodness of prayer answered. I tell you tonight, thank the Lord, He's still answering prayer. You say, preacher, He's not answered my prayer. He will. Sometimes the Lord says yes. Sometimes the Lord says no. And sometimes the Lord says, wait, son. Just wait. Just wait a little while. Amen. Don't give up. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Wait on the Lord. The goodness of prayer answered. Well, I could go a lot further right there. But I'll move on. My God's good. You know, God is good. Say it, church. All the time. He's especially good when He's answering prayer, is He not? Amen. I appreciate the Lord. The goodness of praise offered. The goodness of prayer answered. But watch this. Look at verse 3 down through verse number 5. The Bible said, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. I like that, don't you? Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. The Bible said in verse 5, by terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea. You say, preacher, what do you see here? Well, I see the goodness of praise offered and the goodness of prayer answered. But what I see in verse 3 through verse number 5, I see the goodness of people consecrated unto the Lord. I see a bunch of old sinners that Jesus purged and took their sin away and then give them a house to meet in. Amen. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. I tell you tonight, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. I thank God for the house of God. But the house of God would not be the house of God without the people that God put in the house. The goodness of God. I thank God. An entire year. I know it didn't become official till March or May. And I know that God put it in my heart in March, and that leaves off January and February. But I tell you what, that 10 months just seems like a blink of the eye to me. And I want to thank God that there's not been one service, not one, that I dreaded coming to the house of God. Every time it was time to go to the house of God, I knew God was going to do something special, amen, among His people. I was going to get to worship Him and praise Him and spend a little time with the children of God in the house of God. And I want you to know that's a good thing for every one of us. Those that think, well, they don't need the church. That's not lining up, Brother Sam, with the Bible. We need each other. Amen. We need each other. The goodness of praise offered, the goodness of prayer answered, the goodness of people consecrated. Ain't you glad, Brother Andy, God saved that guy behind you? Amen. You don't have to worry about him hitting you in the back of the head with something. Amen. Unless you go to sleep, and then I might tell him to. Amen. But I'm just telling you, it's good to be among God's people. And it's good to know that God is still saving old sinners. Amen. In these days. I see one more thing, couple more things. I see it when I get my glasses on. I see the goodness of praise offered, and I see the goodness of prayer answered. He's crowned the year with goodness. It's wonderful to know God is good. The goodness of people that are consecrated. But I want you to see something else here. Look at verse number 6 and verse number 7. The Bible said, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power. How many believe God's got power? Jesus said, if you had faith, you grain a mustard seed. Amen. You say that mountain be thou removed. But I want you to know who put that mountain there. Watch what the Bible said. The Bible said, by his strength, he setteth fast the mountains. How many's ever, this just come to my heart, just bear with me just a minute, amen. How many's ever busted up a piece of concrete? How many's ever busted up a piece of concrete? How many knows that's different than busting one of them mountains up? I'm telling you, my boy needed 12 foot behind his house to put an addition on. And he went and got him an electric jackhammer. And that rock laughed at it, amen. I'm telling you, he pecked around on that thing. And then he went and got one of them, Brother Sam, on a bobcat where you drive it. And that rock was still laughing at that thing. I said, son, it looks to me like you're going to have to build around that rock. Amen. I'm telling you, that rock, you can hit that thing with a sledgehammer. Bam! That sledgehammer come back as fast as it went down. What are you trying to say? God's a God of power. God's the one that made the foundation. And God's foundation will hold. The Bible said here, watch this in verse number 7. The Bible said, in verse number 7, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and, what's this, the tumult, T-U-M-U-L-T, the troubling circumstances of the people, the same God that set the foundation of the earth can handle our troubles tonight. The Word of God said here, we see the goodness of His power manifested. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, the best way I could illustrate it is when them disciples, Brother Danny, went down in that boat. And they said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? Wake up, Jesus, wake up! We're in a storm. He stepped out on the bow of that ship and said, peace, be still. Oh, I want you to know tonight that God I serve is good. He's still in control of the storm. He's still in control of the sea. And He's still in control of the waves in our lives tonight. He can help us when nobody else can. The goodness of His power that's manifested tonight. Boy, I like to see God manifest His power, don't you? Amen. Let me get to the last thing tonight. The last thing in the message, the goodness of praise offered. The goodness of prayer answered. Let me just stop and see if anybody's with me tonight. How many believe God's crowned the year with goodness? Amen. You know, you say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? I tell you what, makes me want to serve Him another year if He don't come. It makes me want to be able to stand here this time next year if my Lord don't come and say He was good again. Amen. He crowned the year again with His goodness. Amen. Oh, friend, the goodness of praise offered and the goodness of prayer answered, the goodness of people that are consecrated. I appreciate God's people. The goodness of that power that's manifested. But I want you to see this tonight. This is probably what the psalmist had on his heart as much as any of the rest. When he comes down and make this statement, thou crownest thy year, crownest the year with thy goodness and thy paths drop fatness. I want you to see the goodness of the provision received. How many can say God's provided for you this year? As far as I know, myself or my wife, my children, we've had a whole year. We ain't been hungry in every time. I've not had to wear socks and shoes with holes in them. I've had clothes. Every time I went to the closet, I've had something to put on my back. You say, preacher, I don't understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to say is I realize where they come from. Amen. He's crowned the year with His goodness, the goodness of the provision that's been received. Look what the psalmist said here in verse number 8. He said, thou also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy, they also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. You say, preacher, what's God given you that you receive? Well, number one, time. He talks about mornings and evenings. Every morning God give it to me. Every evening God give it to me. The Bible said over there of Nebuchadnezzar said, the God in whose hand thy breath is, thou hast not glorified. I want to glorify Him for every morning and every evening and every minute that He's given me this year. He's crowned the year with goodness. I see what He's provided. He provided time. But He also provided for thirst. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Look here with me and look at verse 9. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. I just want to say something to you. I don't have the scientific facts. There may be some people in this building that know it. And that's good if you do. I don't have them in front of me. But I do know this. You can't make it very long without water. Well, guess where the water come from? The Bible said right here in this verse, look at it here. He said, thou visitest the earth, thou waterest it, thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. I'm telling you tonight, God's been good. He's given us not only time, but He's provided for our thirst. I've been real thirsty all afternoon, and I've been able to drink 2 bottles of water. And I thank God for that bottle of water. I think my grandfather would roll over in his grave if he knew what we was paying for a bottle of water these days. Say amen. I mean, all they done is went out there to the foot of the mountain and got them a they take a gourd, amen, and take them a little pail out there. And by the way, that's the best water you ever put in your mouth, amen. That's spring water. But I'm telling you, God gives the water, whether it comes in a bottle or whether it comes out of the spring or whether it comes out of the spigot. God said there's going to come a day. The same God that gives the water will turn a third of the water supply into blood. You think about that. I want to say God's crowned the year with His goodness. God's been good. God's been good. The goodness of the provision that's been received. Verse number 10, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. You know, I believe God wrote this for country boys. We know what a ridge is. Amen. You go up there in Pennsylvania and start talking about ridges and hollers, and they look at you like you're speaking Spanish or Greek or something. Amen. I'm glad I know what a ridge and a holler is. Amen. The Bible said here, watch this. It said, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. How many know what the furrows are? Say amen. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say I want to just thank God for the time He's given me. I want to thank God for the water, the thirst that He satisfied. I want to stop and just thank God for the soil. He said, preacher, why would you? When's the last time you thanked God for dirt? You can't have corn without dirt. You can't have peas and beans. Can you imagine beans? No beans? My, 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 my. Brother Houston, we went down there at Mama's house a while back, and you can't have none of that stuff without dirt. Mashed potatoes? Oh, you say, oh, you got blueberry cobbler? Well, they have to grow. You got Pete's cobbler? Well, it has to grow. Well, you got sugar over there. What's that? You got to have some sugar cane. You've got to have dirt. Amen? And I'm telling you, the God of heaven has given us the very soil where our vegetables come from. You say, well, you can have a cow without dirt. Well, you gonna feed it? Grass, grain, the very soil. God showed me that and I about come unglued. I ain't never thanked God for the dirt. Amen. There'd been a time or two when I was a kid that I thanked God that I didn't get dirty. Because mama didn't like it when you had your dress clothes on and you got dirty. Amen. Grass stains. How many know what grass stains are? Amen. Amen. The goodness of the provision required. Received. He provided us time. He provided our thirst. He provided us soil. But he provided us substance. Look here in verse 11 down through verse 13. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. Thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. Look at this. The Bible said the little hills rejoice. Brother John, if the little hills are rejoicing, how much more should you and I be rejoicing over the goodness of God that he's crowned this year with? I tell you, Jesus said, if these hold their peace, Brother Sammy said the rocks would cry out. I don't know about you, but I don't want to hold my peace. I just want to praise him for the provision that he's provided in my life. The goodness of the provision received. Let me read the rest of it. I'll be done. They drop upon the pastures, the wilderness. The little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. And they also sing, my, my, my. Listen, this is not even the millennium yet. Amen. But it's a foretaste of those things that are to come. I just want to say tonight, I don't want no rock, no valley, no hill to do my praise. And I want to praise him for myself. He's been good. He's crowned the year with goodness. I believe the Lord's been good to our church. Would the church say amen? Amen. I believe that. I also believe the best is yet to come. If we'll just be faithful. If we'll just be burdened like we should. Amen. And see that visitation and that prayer time as an opportunity to do something for the Lord. Sister Helen told me a while ago, she said, preacher, we don't need any sausage this month. She found somebody that had some homemade sausage and she then went and bought up the sausage, thinking a month ahead about that prayer visitation breakfast. I can't smell real good tonight, but I can almost smell it frying. Amen. Get together and pray together and eat together. Go out and tell others about Jesus. Amen. Go out and be a blessing to our elderly that are shut in, our people in the nursing homes, folk in the hospital. Just go out and be a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing, church. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness. Is there anybody here could say God's been good to me this year? Amen. Anybody want to come up here and argue with me? He's been better to me than anybody else in the world. Amen. You and Sister Reba will get in an argument now when you get home, won't you, Brother Gary? Amen. You have my permission to argue. Brother Dan, you can argue with Sister Frankie right there when you get home over who God's been the best to. Amen. Brother Dan, he's really liking that. He might forget what they're supposed to be arguing over before he gets there, though. Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. Thank you for coming. Brother, thank you for visiting with us tonight. And I appreciate you coming. Hope you'll come back sometime. Sister Dorothy, you come back sometime, but leave Dawn at the house, will you? Amen. I appreciate you being here tonight. If you're here tonight, listen to me carefully. and you're not saved, this goodness that I've bragged on tonight ought to cause you to want to run to the good God of heaven that gave His good Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sin according to the Scripture. Amen. Amen. Brother Allen, has God been good to you this year? Brother Allen, I say publicly, I thank my God He allowed our paths to cross. Amen. I get to see him about first every Sunday morning. And he always has about the same thing to say. I love you, Pastor. I appreciate these dear men, Brother Wayne, Brother Bob, amen. Brother Wayne, Gary. They got all kinds of things going on around here. Amen. I'm glad they even won Ralph. you like that, didn't you, Brother Larry? Amen. There's at least two Ricks, ain't there, Brother Rick? Is there any more? Have I missed one somewhere? We need to pray for another Rick. Then we can tear something up right. Amen. I'd say God's been good. Amen. Go home and argue with Sister Sue, Brother Fred, okay? Go argue with her. So I want you to know God's been better to me than anybody else in the world. Amen. Ain't no use for you to argue, Brother Larry. You'll lose. Sister Jane always wins. You ain't fooling me. Amen. Somebody said the best thing to do when you get in an argument, one said, I always get the last word in. Somebody said, that right? I said, yep. When she says, shut up, I say, okay. Always get the last word in. Thank you for coming tonight. Shake hands with at least 500 people, and then you can leave, okay? If you're here tonight and you need the Lord, just run on down here to this altar, and I'll introduce you to Him.